This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katarina Sestarik. No charges will be filed in the May shooting death of 25-year-old Brandon Coleman of Columbia. Boone County Prosecutor Dan Knight announced the decision Wednesday. He ruled that the shooter was justified in shooting Coleman under Missouri's self-defense laws. A phone message left with Coleman's mother, Winona Coleman Brodus, was not immediately returned. She told the Columbia Missourian she felt that racial prejudice played a role in the decision. The shooter is white and Coleman was black. The shooting happened May 19th. A document provided by Knight indicated that the shooter's father brandished a knife and Coleman pointed a gun at the older man. Knight determined that the shooter shot Coleman out of fear that his father would be shot. Ashland Alderman Jeff Anderson was reinstated Wednesday after a four-week suspension from the city council. Boone County Circuit Judge Gary Oxenhandler found Anderson was denied his due process rights when the council voted for the suspension. Anderson's attorney, Chip Gentry, was happy with the decision.
This really is a victory for not only the people of Ashland and Ward 2, but anyone that is wanting to make certain that they can hold their government accountable and that their government's going to be forced to follow due process.
Anderson was suspended September 16th in a closed session. The Ashland City Council will continue with an impeachment process. The impeachment hearing is scheduled for November 11th. Tuesday, the Missouri Department of Corrections announced changes to the drugs it will use to execute prisoners. But as Chris McDaniel reports, the state made another important change.
The Missouri Department of Corrections made it so that the names of suppliers of execution drugs will now be confidential. The revision comes after St. Louis Public Radio reported that the state obtained its previous supply of execution drugs from a dealer who wasn't authorized by the manufacturer to sell it. Tony Rother with the American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri says the state made the change because Missouri looked bad for buying drugs from an unauthorized distributor. His organization has sued to change the rule.
You know, the whole purpose of the statute is to silence that debate and prevent us and other members of the public from raising questions about how executions are done in Missouri.
The governor's office and the Department of Corrections have both failed to respond to our request for comment. I'm Chris McDaniel.
Conservation officials in Missouri want deer hunters to take precautions this fall in order to prevent the spread of chronic wasting disease. CWD cases are so far limited to a containment zone in north central Missouri, with the state's first documented case occurring 3 years ago. Joe Jarek with the State Conservation Department says hunters should wear latex gloves when field dressing a deer.
We encourage hunters to remove the meat in the field if possible and leave the carcass behind, and even bury it if possible. For those hunters who are having their deer processed for them, we encourage them to take their deer to a licensed commercial processor to assure proper carcass disposal.
Jarek says deer with CWD stop eating and tend to stumble around. The disease cannot be transmitted to humans, but conservation officials fear it could affect the state's recently restored elk herd in southern Missouri. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers plans a conference call next week to discuss the Missouri River after public meetings had to be canceled. The Army Corps canceled 5 meetings in early October during the federal government shutdown. It says budget uncertainty and a long lead time required to schedule meetings prevents rescheduling them this fall. Officials are accepting public comments on a draft operating plan for the Missouri River. Monday's conference call will include an update on current conditions in the river basin and plans for regulating reservoirs next year. Truman State University in Kirksville will be adding an adult dependent category to its insurance benefits, allowing same-sex couples to receive health, dental, and vision care. University President Troy Pano announced Tuesday that starting January 1st, Truman State staff will be able to claim benefits for a person who has lived with them for at least 12 months, is not married to any other individual, is not related to the employee, and is at least 18 years old. Pano says the decision was made based on what is best for the employees of the university.
The people on campus who have expressed their opinion to me directly have been very supportive. I've also heard from individuals throughout the state who do not work for Truman who have also expressed their appreciation.
The announcement did not directly mention same-sex partners. Heterosexual partners will also benefit from the changes. Pano says the school's non-discrimination policy makes this addition equally beneficial to all employees. Over the last couple years, student and faculty senates sent the board recommendations to make this policy change. After pledging to significantly raise Missouri's higher education budget next year, Governor Jay Nixon pledged Wednesday to do the same for the state's public schools. Marshall Griffin has details.
Nixon told K-12 school leaders in Jefferson City that the state's AAA credit rating and improving economy will enable his administration to spend more money on educating Missouri's children.
That is why my budget for fiscal year 2015 will include a real investment in our K-12 classrooms. and make a significant down payment on my commitment to fully fund the foundation formula before I am done as your governor.
Nixon says the size of the budget hike will be determined later. The Democratic governor also again warned that deep tax cuts Republicans hope to pass next year could undermine his plan to boost the state's education budget. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Missouri Hospital Association says there has been a decline in the number of hospital admissions for preventable issues. The association says that between 2003 and 2013, the number of preventable hospital admissions fell nearly 20%. Preventable hospitalizations are defined as conditions for which good outpatient care could potentially have avoided the need for hospital care. The definition also includes conditions for which early intervention could have prevented complications. Despite the overall improvement, the Hospital Association says there were several conditions for which Missouri saw an increase in preventable hospital admissions. Those include hypertension, short-term complications from diabetes, asthma in young adults, and urinary tract infections. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says he has been chosen to head up a public safety committee for the National Governors Association. Nixon said Wednesday that the association's Homeland Security and Public Safety Committee focuses on the National Guard, criminal justice, and veterans affairs, as well as other security and safety issues. Nixon says committee members try to ensure that the governor's views are taken into account in federal policies. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.